This episode is brought to you by Carbonite, the leader in online backup. Back up your PC or Mac offsite securely and automatically for a free trial offer plus 2 free months with purchase. Go to carbonite.com, offer code CAST.
What sort of future do you think we're heading for? How will we live as we slip into the 21st century?
Welcome back to Forecast Episode 31. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Scott Johnson.
And joining us is Roger Chang. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you for having me.
And Scott Fletcher. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
It is
happy to be back.
Fantastic to have you both back again. We've had a lot of fun on the first two episodes, so this one will probably suck. You're probably out of ideas, right?
Hat trick. We got it.
Totally blown our package.
What?
Don't
speak for yourself. No. My package is perfectly done.
All right. Before we have to discuss Roger's package more, let's go to a prediction from listeners.
Please.
This one comes from Safid, who says, I just got thrown a cheeseburger as I was walking past someone on the train, which made me think, in the future, all food will be sold in single servings, and you may decide you want 6 servings because you're hungry. If you only eat 5, you'll just give your extra serving to someone nearby.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I just stop you as a matter of safety? Don't eat that cheeseburger.
Seriously, I hope you did not, Safid.
God.
It's an interesting way to take this and to have the idea spring into his head, because I remember a time where I was walking on the side of a dirt road in Mississippi, and somebody in a truck, some redneck dirtbag in a truck, if you're out there listening, drove past and threw a full big gulp, 32-ounce big gulp full of Coke at the back of my head.
Ugh. Ow.
But I never looked at it positively, like thinking, oh, this is...
He just wanted to share his Coke with you.
Okay, you know what? That's better than the empty beer bottle that was tossed up my head by 3 rednecks in a primer gray Camaro. As they say...
Boy, that moment is frozen in time for you.
They just wanted to share those with you.
Yeah, the empty beer bottle at my head.
I'm sure. He could probably use the money he'll get from recycling these. We'll throw those at his head.
The detail recall on your story is
gray Camaro?
No, primer gray.
Yeah.
Primer gray, dude. Wow.
All right. Well, Safid, thank you for that email. You can send us your predictions, folks. Email them to forecastpodcast@gmail.com or post them up at the blog, forecastpodcast.com. We will choose from all locations and possibly read yours right here on this very show. This is Episode 3 of 3 with Scott Fletcher and Roger Chang, which means it's time for the crazy ass predictions. We think 10,000 years into the future.
Love the crazy ass. Yeah, this is the stuff that goes way into the future, guys. You got to dig deep. You got to think of the, as Roger said off air earlier, the Hugo Award style stuff. Let's see if you guys can win one today. Let's start this time with Scott Fletcher.
Okay, 10,000 years from now, the world is actually super clean. Because we've totally run out of easy carbon-heavy energy sources.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can you do that more like a movie trailer?
The world is actually cleaner now because we've run out of the easy carbon-heavy energy sources.
Thank you very much. It was just so well-suited.
Never tire of that. Never.
But there are areas of toxicity in the on the globe that totally defy our ability to clean them up. No, 10,000 years have passed, and there are still these little pockets of places we just can't go.
And they'll all be signified by the golden arches.
That's right. And underneath it'll say Lady Gaga, beware.
Nice.
So, forbidden lands where, you know, it's been so long since anyone has actually seen them, and we don't really use technology that flies anywhere because we really don't, you know, have anywhere to go anymore. We just make up stories about what is in these forbidden lands, you know, where we imagine, you know, giant mutant bees frolicking amid fields of enormous dandelions.
So do you have a specific zone in mind, anywhere in particular that you're thinking of? That you
Nevada.
Nevada? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that.
A lot of
because Nevada actually...
Right?
Yeah, well, but in the future, Nevada is a marshland.
Ah.
Or maybe it's more like western Montana.
It's coastal. California's already slid off into the ocean, and it's nice and wet. And
I like it. It's the new Florida.
Yeah.
Right down the strip. You got people in the Venetian garden it with machine guns. protecting the only semblance of humanity.
Well, yeah, the Venetian actually is the Venetian because it actually has real canals running through right. it now.
Yeah, but you know, in 2,000 years, I think all that drywall and rather temporal nature of the materials they used to put it together would probably fall apart.
Oh yeah, Las Vegas would dissolve like salt in a pond.
If only they had used styrofoam.
I thought they did. Like that pyramid, that thing's made out of crap.
Yeah, a couple of them will dissolve, but you're right. A couple of them will just last forever because they are made out of styrofoam.
I see what you're saying. That stuff will never decay. That's a good point.
That's right.
Yeah,
but it can be worn away by sand carried on the winds.
That's true. I think so. I've long estimated that Vegas is actually made of cigarettes and crying.
And broken dreams.
You know, I'm sure there are a couple of bodies stuffed as insulation in some of those hotels.
Guaranteed.
That is an image right there, which is, you've seen the desolate Vegas a million times in movies and comic books where they draw Vegas after the apocalypse. But I want to see them do it where you're looking at a degraded hotel and it's worn away and parts are broken, and leaning out of a couple of the pillars that are broken are the dead bodies that they used to hide. There's Jimmy Hoffa just kind of peeking out from inside the column he's been hidden in for all these years.
Oh, man.
I'm too creeped out to continue.
Encased in styrofoam forever. But, you know.
And then he becomes a zombie.
Vegas is such a weird history. It's like, okay, well, it was founded by a bunch of settlers from, like, Mormon settlers coming west.
Yep.
They get that all started. Going good. Mob comes in.
Bugsy Siegel.
Yeah. Comes in there and says, nope, we're doing it this way. Place turns into this like really kind of seedy joint. Then it goes through this phase of like, nah, we're for families. Look at this. We got roller coasters and
Excalibur.
Stuff. It's Excalibur and that stupid clown one that's a total dump now. I forget the name of it.
Circus.
And now it's kind of gone back to this sort of, I don't know, just kind of
the adult playland.
Yeah, greasy, gross. I don't like going there anymore. That M&M store, it's like this weird oasis for children in the middle of Vegas, and there's nothing else for them.
Oh, M&M's the candy, not M&M the rapper.
Yeah, you gotta. M&M
is physically walking around with a bubble. Your kids are all flying.
That's how bad Vegas has got. The freaking M&M rapper store is the place for families now.
You have to physically hack your way with a machete through prostitutes and porn pamphlets to even get to the thing. And then when you're done, you got nothing else to do, and you're in the middle of the desert. You're surrounded by
Have you guys ever actually traveled outside of the Strip, like through Vegas, and you see all the apartments and stuff? You know, I knew a couple of people who were living out there, and it's like the most depressing existence I've ever heard. It was just like, okay, these two guys were essentially kids. They were in their early 20s, I guess 20, 21. They moved out there. They're hoping to make it. We'll start with the tables and move up from there, like working in the hotels, not actually playing the tables. But yeah, they were just like, it was just really hand to mouth existence. It was like.
So in the future, these houses will be gone.
Yep.
Because this will all be marshland and Las Vegas will be an outpost surrounded by the Forbidden Lands, probably some sort of scientific center. No?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Might.
Scott, is this where we were going with your prediction?
If by scientific you mean the place where the guys hand out the pamphlets on the street for the dial 1-800 for a good time, then yes.
So we'll still have those guys with the flip, even though it's surrounded by Forbidden Lands marshland.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. They'll call it the Forbidden Marshland Brothel.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happens in Vegas stays in
even
Vegas
forever.
Because it will be in a dome by then.
It'll be a biodome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What if
the wind biodome?
Yeah, it becomes the last place, the last safe place.
To stink and smoke and be gross on Earth.
Well, it is in a way sort of already a microcosm of humanity.
And
at its best and worst, right?
What aliens would do if they came down and wanted to catalog a little bit of the worst of every part of our society.
Right.
But you have, just, you have, you do have like top notch. I know you have, everyone likes to make fun of the stupid end of their career singers, but you have top notch singers, top notch shows, top notch museums, incredible shopping. I mean, you know, there is all this stuff right next to the prostitutes and the flick flick. And it is sort of everything of the extreme.
Extreme rich and extreme poor.
I've got their new slogan, Vegas. All the right things for all the wrong reasons.
That's pretty good.
We've melted down humanity and got rid of anything in the middle.
Literally.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the forge of humanity.
It's the Noah's Ark of microorganism, bacteria, and viruses as well.
It's the mausoleum of the height of consumerism.
All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get Roger's crazy ass predictions. This episode is brought to you by Carbonite, the leader in online backup. A few things to know about Carbonite. You can use Carbonite to recover lost files, restore previous versions of files, or to transfer files from one computer to another. So in the case of getting caught in the Forbidden Lands and your computer breaks, your files are all backed up on Carbonite. You can access those files from any computer via the web, or you can use their iPhone app. They offer end-to-end encryption. Your files are encrypted before they leave your computer, and you can even manage your own encryption key if you want. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac is less than $5 a month. That's $55 a year, one flat rate. Carbonite says they are the happiness of getting it back. But whether you believe that or not, you can try it for free. Just give it a go. You can install it, have it start backing things up, see how it works. You go to carbonite.com, enter the offer code CAST, and if you decide to buy the service after the trial, you'll get 2 months free with that offer code. So sign up. You don't need a credit card. Go to carbonite.com and use the offer code CAST. Let's move on to Roger Chang and the crazy ass predictions. Do you have a Forbidden Lands in yours?
No, my future prediction is that we're looking at 2,000 years, like 2 millennia out, right?
Anywhere, anytime.
I think humanity will have perfected the science of being able to resequence our own DNA, and that will allow us to literally tailor our children, our newborns, to whatever phenotype that we want, you know, height, hair color, eye color, skin tone, all that. And I think what will happen because of that is you'll no longer have a kind of a separation society based on race or appearance, but rather, you know, in much the way that was kind of portrayed in Gattaca, whether or not you were planned in so much that you were kind of literally built versus a free birth where your entire life was basically left up to chance through, you know, whatever, you know, God forbid nature had intended.
Yeah, the way we do it now, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because of that, the human population will shrink to less than 1 billion for the entire planet. Right now it stands a little over 6 billion. I think they're estimating it to reach 7 billion in the next 40 years. So, yeah, we'll be fewer people, but more user-friendly.
And all in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it will actually harken back to that, because there will be so many less people that to control a large expansive area, I think you'll basically – everything will be shrunken down back to city states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how I would operate within this reality. We've had on the show a bunch of times this issue come up of overpopulation and how to deal with it and what the future holds for dealing with overpopulation. And yours is definitely a different take on that.
It's part of the thing I've noticed is a lot of population analysis that have been looked at, with the exception for Southern Africa. Most populations are going to peak. In other words, most countries will peak at their population in the next 20 years, and then it will start to decline. Iran is, for example, one case. Over 50% of that population is under around 30 or younger. And when that population gets older, you know, the birth rate, you know, surprisingly is actually pretty low in Iran. And, you know, around, you know, 20 to 40 years, their population will begin to decline. China's population, you know, even though it's 1 billion plus people, is aging, and it will decline in the next 20 years. One of the things that the Chinese government has been looking at is lifting the one child per couple law, because they're worried that there won't be enough young workers in the population in the next 2 decades in order to sustain the country's growth. But pretty much all advanced countries, you know, with a minor exception, maybe U.S., New Zealand, have declining populations. So it's not too far to see that as people become more affluent, and affluence reaches different areas of the world, not just centered on Western Europe, North America, Australia, East Asia, but like South Asia, South America, you'll see a decline in population rates.
Tom, didn't we talk one time on the show, it was maybe the Colleen episode, about how U.S. rates are kind of holding steady now?
Mm-hmm.
We're sort of in the middle. We're replacing at the same rate we're losing.
Yep.
And that places like India and China, not China, where she was talking about somewhere else. But anyway, yeah, those places aren't slowing down. They're like blah, 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 popping them out.
Yeah, but that is going to peak. I mean, at least if you believe this analysis that Roger has read, which is it's still on the rise, but it's rising slower, and it looks like it's about to crest the hill and then start declining.
Exactly. I mean, for example, I don't want to pick on Mexico, but Mexico is one of the closest comparisons. Is back in the 70s, it was not uncommon for a woman to have 6 children. Now that rate's down to 2.5. So in the span of 30, 40 years, it's dropped to less than half. And basically demographers have seen is as people become more affluent, as they have access to education, access to opportunities, they're not so much in a hurry to have large families, because families that traditionally have large families are, couples that traditionally have large families are ones that require them, because in countries where they don't have a very solid social safety net, your kids are your social security. They're the ones that are going to be looking after you. They're the ones that are going to be providing for you when you're elderly and retired.
I would argue that the people who have a lot of kids really just don't have enough other things to do.
Yeah, could very well be.
That's true. Scott, you've got how many kids? 2?
3.
Three.
You're fruitful.
Both of us are fruitful. We both have 3. And I think we both can say, without much doubt, that any more than 3 really means you got nothing else going on. Like, you better be prepared to be busy boy McGee for 4 kids or more.
Absolutely. We felt compelled to have 3 because 2 is replacement, and then 1 is for that idiot that you see in the videos on the internet.
Who does the skateboarding routine.
Who does,
the Darwin Award winners.
Yeah, totally. We need the spare. We need to supply the spare to society. So we did. We had 3. And I will never tell my children which one of them is the spare.
There was an interesting post on Slashdot a couple of weeks back about Jeffrey Miller from Seed Magazine postulating. He was talking about aliens, saying the reason they haven't contacted us is that they're dying out, because as we advance, we don't seek reproductive success directly anymore. We have tasty foods. We have have porn, and we have fast food. So we turn inward, as he says, to chase the shiny pennies of pleasure, and we lose the motivations to actually continue the species.
It's interesting because in the late 70s, when the Census Bureau was looking at all the data for live births and all that stuff, they thought the U.S. would actually drop in population by the 90s, like it would start to decline after the 80s, because they were under the assumption that because so many women, because of the 60s and free love and the women's lib movement, that women weren't having kids. Birth control, what they thought were women weren't having kids, and they assumed that people who weren't having kids in their 20s weren't going to have kids. And what they found out is that the rate for women actually went back up to around it went down to 1.6 to back to 1.9 to around the replacement level. And what they found is women were just holding off and having kids after they started out college, career, marriage, all the stuff that most people take for granted right now. And what I think is people will eventually find an equilibrium. There will be an – I don't think people – Western Europe is growing older, and at some point they'll have a inverted population pyramid. But at the same time, I think there will be a natural balance in there somewhere where people – maybe not 6 billion people, maybe down to 1 or 2 billion. Actually, 1 billion would probably be enough for the planet. And, you know, at that point, you know, if science has come along and they develop my iron womb technology, I think the whole issue of childbirth might be a thing of the past.
Yeah. The elephant in the room that you guys have probably already talked about is what happens when you solve aging.
Yeah, because then we're all still around.
Logan's Run.
Yeah, we'll all look like elephants in the room.
Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom has a solution. Cory Doctorow's book suggests that people will be able to deadhead, which is just freeze themselves for centuries at a time and then pop back in to see what's up.
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, at some point, will people become like a little say like you could live up to 200 years? They've figured out, you know, to stall aging so people could live twice as long, and that would be normal. After the 120-year mark, you know, people start looking at each other. It's like, you know what? History does repeat itself. I don't really need to sit in for the second showing. I think I'm going to check out now. I wonder if they're going to be like assisted suicide.
Yeah. No, dude, it'll be a special channel on YouTube where, you know, as entertainment, they're done. They've decided that they're done. They're going to go out in style.
Ooh.
Skateboarding.
No.
That's right.
The you know, Hoover Dam.
You could parachute without skydive without a parachute.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, after the 10th time you've seen it, is it really something you need to see anymore?
Well, yeah, it's going to have to get more and more creative, right? I mean, it can't be just skydiving without a parachute. We've all seen that a million times here in the crazy ass future. It's got to be something different, you know? You got to get a group together and spell out hello with your dead bodies on the
ground. They could download your consciousness into a giant vast machine and recycle your protein and other parts for a newborn.
Yeah, we'll just ascend into one giant Uber being.
Totally. My problem with aging isn't the parts wearing out. It's and Scott, you've talked about this before. As you get older, time passes faster.
Yep.
And my heavens.
Yeah, but that could be fixed, maybe, right?
I mean, well, my whole theory on that is, and it's non-scientific, I'm sure there's a study somewhere, but I don't read, is that youth, the feeling of youth comes from new stimulus. And
exactly.
The less new stimulus that you have, the fewer milestones, temporal milestones in your brain. And it's the density of these temporal milestones that creates the illusion of the passage of time.
Oh, we'll have a pill for that. Don't worry.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess you'll have totally to just do a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah. All right, time for four questions. This is the segment where we hit each of our guests rapid-fire style with four questions about the future.
That's the time we like the most here on Forecast.
They are not allowed to stop and think, but rather tap into the communal energy of the space-time continuum and answer from the gut and give us, if not a more accurate prediction, at least a highly entertaining one. Are we ready?
All right.
Okay. Ready. Fire style, so strap yourselves in. I'll start. Scott, are you ready for my questions? I'm asking you my questions today.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Scott Fletcher, voice of the internet. Here's your first question. Will we need IT people to help maintain the secure connections that will be implanted in our heads?
No, the secure connections will maintain us.
Good. Will you narrate the future of humanity?
Yes, I will tell you the future.
I meant to say please. Now I skipped. You know what? The new Google Docs.
So stunning. Yeah.
Here we go. Save the clock tower or make out with Marty McFly's mom?
Oh, are you kidding? Marty McFly's mom.
Oh, good. I was hoping you'd answer that way. Someone else will take care of the clock tower. What purposely genetically eliminated portion of the human body would you like to lose?
Oh, man. And I'm so attached to all of them.
Oh, man.
I was going to say eyebrows, but I've seen Keanu Reeves without the eyebrows, and it's kind of creepy.
Kinda.
Yeah. I would have to say.
This is really my chance.
From the gut.
God,
come on.
I know. It's
supposed to force you to admit you have a third nipple on your back. But
he got rid of the gut.
Damn it. I was going to say the little toe, but I like that too. I've refused to answer.
No, it's
not true. I would get rid of the nose.
All right.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world will smell so much better.
We'll get used to it. We can go to
Vegas. You still have, you know, these whole, you'd be like a Star Trek character.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to be a bunch of mouth breathers in the future.
Yeah.
So true. All right, Roger Chang, are you sitting comfortably?
Not really, but go ahead.
Get as comfortable as you can, because it's time for four questions. Question one, what sport will be the first to convert to robots?
I believe football.
When will you open your Happy Fun Time Casino?
When I am rich and famous.
Will we hit Utopia or Idiocracy first?
I think they're one and the same.
And final question of the four questions, Roger Chang, will you ever admit you're wrong?
I'm never wrong.
You know what? I wrote this. I knew that your answer would be along the lines of, I'd have to be wrong first.
Yeah, close enough.
Excellent. Thank you, both of you guys. This has been a really fun series of forecasts. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
No, it was great. A lot of fun.
A pleasure. Thanks.
Roger Chang, tell the folks where they can follow you online one last time.
Yes. If you want to watch my work, you can go to www.revision3.com/TEKZILLA. That's TechZilla. You can follow me on Twitter at Jolly Roger, JOLLYROGER. And you can listen to me on East Meets West at subbrilliant.com/EMW.
Mr. Scott Fletcher, as well, thank you very much for joining us. And tell the folks where they can find your work.
You can check out my musings at unthinkability.com, and you can also see what my company is up to doing any minute of the day at caroworks.com.
And, of course, Scott Johnson. You've always got something going on.
Oh, there's always something going on. Let's see, what should we pimp today? I think I'll pimp the fact that you can go to frogpants.com and watch a constant 24-hour repeat stream of all the shows that are currently on the network, and we're happy to announce, actually happened a few weeks ago, but Mr. Brian Ibbett has moved his show, Coverville, over to Frog Pants Studios.
Ooh, nice one.
You can hear that and many, many other shows at frogpants.com. I encourage people to go there today.
You can find me at tommerritt.com. Don't forget to leave comments at our website for this very show, forecastpodcast.com, or you can send us an email, forecastpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, Scott and Roger. And for Scott Johnson, I'm Tom Merritt. We'll see you in the future.
See ya.
But it's only 32 years away.